Thank you for calling customer support. My name is O. How may I help you?
What was your name, hon?
My name is O. How may I help you?
O?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Hi, my name is Marianne Alchemo, and I need to, I don't know what I need. I've had a $94 and I'm trying to read it here, $94.90 charge put on my Discover card, and I called Discover, and they charged it. I had them dispute it, and it came back, and they charged it back to me again. Now, I ordered a sample for $4.95, and that's all I ordered was a sample. And I got in the mail a little bottle. But I did, all I ordered was one of those sample things for $4.95. And I got in the mail a bottle. And I used the bottle. And then I got a charge on my credit card for $4.95 and $94. So I disputed the $94 and used all this documentation back to the credit card company saying that I owed you $94, and I didn't get anything else. You're saying that you shipped something else to me, but I never got anything else.
Yes, ma'am. So I definitely understand you're calling in regards to possible charges, in which I'll be more than happy to assist on today. Can you provide me your zip code, please?
19116.
And may I have your first and last name, please?
It's Marianne, M-A-R-Y, capital A-N-N, Alchemo.
All right, thank you for that information. So that is correct, ma'am. I do show you had ordered our Elegant Imperative skincare and skin serum, with you only initially paying the postage to receive both items. It was $4.95 for the skin cream, $5.95 for the eye serum. So also within the terms and conditions, it did explain by you placing the order that you are signing up for a 14-day trial. And of course, if you do not,
I didn't see no terms and conditions. I'm really sorry, but I didn't see any.
So whether you click where you were 18 years or older, because you have to verify your age before you can place the order, that is where the information would have been located, ma'am. So you did agree to those terms. And of course, it was a 14-day trial, you know, as I was explaining, that you signed up for. And of course, if you do not cancel within 14 days from the date you ordered, you are billed for the full cost of the bottles received in trial, which is what occurred on August the 1st when your trial ended. Initially, you placed the order July 16th. So it's 14 days from that date was August the 1st, and that's when we billed you for both bottles, $94.90 for the skin cream, $85.90 for the eye serum. And then, of course, after that, the charges that were occurred on August the 31st, that would have been for the future shipments that they were getting ready to send after those bottles. So that would have been for August shipments. And then, of course, you already paid for July shipments that were sent in trial on August the 1st.
Wait, the first shipment that I got, I'm paying $94 for?
Correct, because they're not a trial bottle. You receive initially a 30-day supply when you do sign up.
You send me just a trial bottle?
No, ma'am, it's not a trial bottle. You were sent a 30-day supply. You're giving a 14-day trial, of course, for those items, but initially you receive a 30-day supply, a month's worth, when you do place the order for both of those items.
Wait, what was it called? Elegant what?
Elegant Imperative Skin Cream and Eye Serum.
I don't even think I used it. I think it's still laying here because it's still in my face.
So it's basically a try before you buy deal, ma'am. They give you 14 days to try out the item. Of course, if you're not satisfied, you call in, you know, within that 14-day time frame and cancel.
I disputed it immediately because I didn't see the terms. I honestly, God, didn't see them. Otherwise, I would have canceled it. I didn't even see it, but I
right.
disputed it. So why didn't they get back right away to me so that I could have shipped it back?
You said
I didn't get anything after that. So when I disputed it, they must have canceled everything.
I'm not showing.
That I have to pay the $94. I'm a senior citizen. I can't afford this $94.
Right. So it shows. So it shows that the account has.
But I don't even remember seeing it come in under that name.
Right. So it does show that the account has been canceled as of November the 3rd. So your account has been canceled already, which prevents any charges or shipments. Also, she show, of course, since you have disputed those charges, there is a chargeback placed on the account. So it's basically what a chargeback is when you file a dispute with your, you know, financial institution, and they do, you know, provide you with a credit or refund for the charges that you are disputing.
Yes, and they told me to call you, and you know, and because they said that I paid one charge. I paid the first charge that came along with it back in August, and this is a second charge.
Right.
And I did not get a second shipment.
Right.
That's
yes, ma'am.
I'm saying to you.
Yes, ma'am. I definitely understand that as well. So in regards to that, you know, we can work out a. We can.
That's what this $94 is. I did not get this second package.
I definitely understand. So in regards to this, ma'am, since you've already filed a dispute with your financial institution, we would not be able to issue any refunds. The only way we would be able to issue a refund is by having your bank give us a call with you on the line, and they verify that the dispute has been closed. But at this time, it looks like your bank is already in the process of refunding those charges back to your bank account. So we would not be able to issue any refunds.
They charge, no, it's on my credit card now.
That's what I was explaining, ma'am. Your agency is already in the process of refunding those charges, so we would not be able to provide a refund. The only way we could provide a refund possibly at this point is by having the bank verify those disputes have been closed.
I don't understand. I don't understand what you're saying.
Because you've already placed a dispute, we cannot issue a refund if you've already placed a dispute with your bank. You cannot receive a refund from us and a refund from the bank at the same time, which is why we're advising.
They didn't give me a refund.
Well, it already shows that they're in the process of doing so, is what I'm explaining, ma'am. So you cannot receive two refunds, a refund from us and a refund from your financial institution, which is why we've... Which is why...
They told me to call you because they're not giving me the money back.
Yes, ma'am, but we're going to need them on the line to verify those disputes, again, have been closed before we can issue a refund.
Oh, so what do I have to do now? Please tell me how I can get my $94 back. I'm really upset over this. I told the credit card company I'm closing the credit card because I'm mad at them that they didn't collect, you know, settle it with you. They didn't do anything. All they did was send the dispute to you. You sent all this paperwork that shows that I checked off these boxes saying that I ordered these bottles, which I never saw. And I said I didn't see that. And, you know, I didn't see that. I guess I just saw that little thing, you know, with my name and my zip code. But I didn't see this little order form that you're saying that I saw. I didn't see that. And I didn't see where I saw the terms and conditions. I really didn't. If I did, I would have never done it.
Right.
But I didn't say it. I'll never do this again because I can't afford this. I'm a senior citizen. I'm bringing up a 16-year-old grandson, and it's just me and him. And I can't afford this. I got to bring him up, and I'm only on Social Security.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
So I wanted to tell you, and I called them, and they said they're not getting the $94 back that they charged me back that you said that you wouldn't give it back. And that's why they charged it back on my credit card. So I asked them what to do, and they said to call you. And unfortunately, I've been really sick with this COVID stuff. I can't get it out of my system, and it's really got me down. And that's why it's taken me so long to do this.
Right.
So what do I have to do with this now?
The only thing you would have to do, ma'am, is have the bank call back with you on the line and they verify those disputes have been closed, and then we can possibly work out a refund in regards to those charges.
Okay, so call them and have them call you at this number and
Yes,
have me
ma'am.
and you and them on the line.
That will be
Okay.
correct.
Okay. All right, I'll call Discover now and I'll explain what you said and then have them call you with me on the line.
Okay. And of course, once
Okay.
you call back, we'll be more than happy to assist, okay?
Okay, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
You're most definitely welcome, ma'am, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.